收看这一期的深度快评啊。提到
Welcome everyone to this episode of God's Plan。
世界四大情报机构啊。
Talking about the world's four major intelligence agencies。
外乎就是美国中央情报局 CIA 啊。
It's just the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States.
俄罗斯的格鲁伍也
RUO, Russia.
就是前苏联的科格勃 KGB 啊，还
That's the KGB from the former Soviet Union.
还有这个英国情报六处 MI6 以及以色列的摩萨德 Mossad.
Also, there is a British intelligence agency, MI6, and the Israeli intelligence agency, Mossad.
今天呢，就给您讲一个 CIA 最
Today, I'm going to tell you about the CIA.
最近爆出了一个巨大的事件啊！
Recently, a huge event has exploded.
想象一下，如
Imagine.
如果您是这个四大机构之一的顶级特工啊，想
，If you are a top agent of one of the four major agencies，
想要神不知鬼不觉的从国家金库里啊搬走价值4000万美元的实体金条，您都
，To secretly and stealthily remove $4 million worth of physical gold bars from the national treasury，
需要什么啊？
What do you need?
想想，是阿汤哥的钢丝绳呢？还
If you were to think about it, it's like a steel wire rope.
还是007的高科技炸弹啊？这
Is it a high-tech bomb like 007?
这个上个月啊，美
Last month,
美国联邦调查局 FBI 用一份起诉书告诉了全世界，说您什么都不需要，您。
The FBI has released a complaint alleging that
你只需要一张比城墙还厚的脸皮啊
，just a thick enough skin，
加上一个连好莱坞编剧啊都编不出来了。
It's like a Hollywood screenwriter couldn't even come up with it。
一个假的末日计划，这事儿就成了。
A fake apocalypse plan actually succeeded。
这怎么回事呢？
What's going on?
这真不是电影啊。
This isn't a movie, is it?
这是美国各大主流媒体啊。
This is the major media in the United States.
最近正在铺天盖地报道了一个非常真实的荒诞的美国大案啊。
A very real and bizarre American case that has been widely reported recently.
今天咱就来聊聊啊。
Today, let's talk about
这位震惊全美情报界的主
The protagonist who shocked the entire American intelligence community.
这是谁呢
Who is this?
就是前中央情报局的高级官员
Former senior officials of the Central Intelligence Agency.
高级官员、啊、
Senior officials.
David Rush.大卫拉什，这个根据《华盛顿邮报》和 NBC News 的报道说，说这个5月19号啊，FBI 的特工啊
，According to reports from the Washington Post and NBC News on May 19th, David Rush, an agent of FBI,
Matthew T. Johnson 啊，持了一个搜索票
，Matthew T. Johnson held a search ticket.
突袭了这个 David Rush 的家，位于这个 Virginia 的住宅啊。
Rushed into David Rush's house in Virginia.
探员们打开他家地下室的保险箱啊。
The detectives opened the safe in the basement of his house.
我跟你讲。
I'm telling you.
所有人都吓呆了。
Everyone was shocked.
这下巴差点没吓掉了啊。
This almost made me faint.
里面整整齐齐的码着303根。
There are exactly 303 neatly arranged.
每根重达1公斤的金条啊。
Each gold bar weighs 1 kilogram.
总价值呢，据说超过4000万美金。
The total value was said to be over $40 million.
这除了金条之外啊
，Besides the gold bars，
现场还起获了200万美元的散装现金。
$2 million in loose cash was also seized。
还有什么？35只能闪瞎您眼的奢华的名表啊！
But other luxury watches are worth at least $35,000.
其中绝大多数都是劳力士啊。
Most of them are Rolexes.
给劳力士做了个小广告啊。
I made a small advertisement for Rolex.
这个面对这个号称这个叫做什么
？What is this called？
叫做地下小金山啊。
Called underground gold mine。
David Rush 拉什的辩护律师呢、Jessica Carmichael、在一个6月5号的法庭听证会上、
David Rush, the lawyer for David Rush, asked Jessica Carmichael what did David Rush say during the hearing on June 5th?
竟然发表了一份惊世骇俗的辩词、
It's actually a shocking and offensive speech.
根据这个 CBS News 现场记者的记录说
According to the CBS News reporter's record,
这位律师啊
This lawyer
当时一脸正气啊
He looked very serious at the time.
他这么说的
He said so.
他说我的委托人把黄金锁在自己家地下室是妥善取得。
He said that my client had safely secured the gold in his own basement.
而且是安全保管、
And it's safe storage.
而且他非常配合。
And he was very cooperative.
这个当初搜查时是不是还主动给了 FBI 保险箱的密码呢？
If he voluntarily gave the FBI the password for the safe when it was searched.
他从来没说这黄金是他个人的。
He never said that the gold was his personal property.
现在黄金呢都在政府控制的。
Currently, the gold is under the control of the government.
这一切根本就是检方在用煽动性的小故事。
This is just a fabricated story by the prosecution.
来恶意炒作。
Badly manipulated.
这番话我跟你说完之后
，After I finish speaking，
我差点把这个联邦检察官叫做 Gavin Teasdale。
Can you please call this alliance Gavin Teasdale？
当然给气得笑了啊。
Of course, I laughed at God。
这个检察官呢，直接在法庭反驳。
The prosecutor directly refuted in court。
他说
，He said。
不管他想不想把黄金据为己有
，Whether he wants to take possession of the gold or not，
这个联邦法律摆在那儿了，是吧
？This federal law is right there，
是吧？都
，Is it
严格的禁止任何的官员把
，Strictly prohibit any officials from
这国家资产当成传家宝一样藏在自己家里，是吧？
Is it true that you're keeping the country's assets as if they were heirlooms?
David Rush 呢，就是个非常擅长利用职权和信任的。
David Rush is a very skilled person in using his power and trust too.
大师级操纵者啊
，Master manipulator.
这根本不叫妥善保管。
This is not proper storage.
这叫黑吃黑啊
！This is a black eat black situation.
这问题就来了。
This is where the problem arises.
在美国，我跟你讲，一个正常人啊。
In the U.S., I'm telling you, there are normal people.
你去银行取个几万块现金。
Go to the bank and withdraw a few thousand dollars in cash.
我跟你讲，没完没了。
I'm going to talk to you endlessly.
问你
Ask you.
钱哪来的
Where does the money come from?
你要干嘛
What are you doing?
用那查的非常严格
That's a very strict check.
这个拉什是怎么在短短几个月之内啊
？How did Rush achieve this in just a few months？
把这个4000万美元的实体金条啊
，Take this $4 million gold bar，
像搬砖一样就给搬回家了呢
？So it's like moving bricks back home。
这讲到这儿
，This is where it ends。
您就不得不佩服 David Rush 的手段了。
You have to admire David Rush's methods.
根据这个 NBC News 披露的法庭宣誓书啊
，According to this NBC News disclosure，
说这位爷呢，在这个 CIA 啊中央情报局的科技处工作了17年啊。
He said that this person had worked in the CIA's technology department for 17 years.
级别呢，当时非常高了。
The level was very high at that time.
已经属于高级行政服务级别了。
It has already reached the level of senior administrative service.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
就是相当于军队里啊将军级别了啊。
It's basically like a general in the army, right？
而且他最近的职务呢是 CIA 派驻国防部的联络官。
And his recent position is the liaison officer of the CIA stationed in the Department of Defense.
负责对
responsible for
和这个国防部呢来对接一项极度敏感的核子潜艇项目。
To coordinate with the Department of Defense on a highly sensitive nuclear submarine project.
你想，连这种项目啊，都由他来接待。
I want him to handle this project.
那么，身处这个情报部与这个国防部的交叉点啊。
So you're in the intersection of the intelligence bureau and the Ministry of Defense.
David Rush 完美利用了美国政府内部审计最严格。
David Rush perfectly utilized the strict internal audit of the U.S. government.
连多数高阶官员都无法过权过问的一个叫什么？叫做特别访问计划。
A special visit plan that even most senior officials cannot intervene in.
他利用了这个漏洞啊。
He exploited this loophole.
他就凭空捏造了一个这个子虚乌有的这个国家级的。
He fabricated a fictitious nationwide one.
啊，特别机密的一个假计划叫“末日计划”啊。
Specifically, this fake plan is called the End of the World Plan.
他对这个内部的审计员说
，He said to the internal reviewer.
他说：“你们听着啊。
”He said, "Listen up."
这是一项关乎国家生死的。
This is a matter of life and death for the nation.
能够维持政府运作的一个应变项目
，a project that can maintain government operations。
那干嘛呢
？What are you doing？
专门用来应对核打击或者世界末日的啊。
Specifically designed to withstand nuclear strikes or the apocalypse。
为了执行这个工作
，to carry out this work，
我需要调动大量的外币。和这个实体金条啊
，I need to mobilize a large amount of foreign currency and this gold bar。
这哥们儿呢，为了不穿帮啊
，This guy did everything he could to avoid getting caught。
他还拉来两名不知情的 CIA 的同事一起加入这个计划。
He also brought in two other CIA colleagues who were unaware of the plan。
那两傻子也被他骗的。
This idiot was also tricked by him.
啊，一轮够啊。
One round enough.
啊，因为这个假计划呢，被他贴上了。
Because this fake sticker was stuck on.
个别机密的标签。
Special tight tags.
他要这特权呢，是吧
？He wants this privilege, right?
所以两名同事，我跟你讲。
So two of my colleagues told me.
在保密协定的这个威胁下。
Under the threat of this confidentiality agreement,
不敢跟任何人说，不敢讨论细节。
I can't talk about the details with anyone.
家人都不敢告诉啊，这个 David Rush 就这样啊。
No one dares to tell this. David Rush is like this.
一边拿着这个他的同事、啊、当着肉盾啊。
He's been taking advantage of his colleagues.
一边伪造了政府合同。
Falsified government contracts.
在这个2025年的11月啊。
In November 2025.
到今年3月之间顺利的就把国家的金库、啊、给搬空了一个角啊。
By the end of March, I should be able to empty the Americans safe completely.
你知道最讽刺还在后面啊。
Do you know the most ironic thing is at the end?
这个 FBI 把这个 David Rush 逮捕之后啊。
After the FBI arrested David Rush,
顺藤摸瓜查的底细。
The details of the investigation using the follow the money method.
哎呦。
Oh no.
我跟你讲。
I'm telling you.
结果让当时啊批准他介入调查的时任中情局的局长啊。
The result was that when the then director of the CIA, Richard Belmont, approved his involvement in the investigation,
John Ratcliffe 和整个中情局的人事部都集体丢脸跌到家了。
Throwing the entire personnel department of Ratcliffe and the entire CIA to the wolves.
为什么您知道吗？
Why do you know?
根据美联社报道说，
According to the Associated Press report,
这个法庭文件证实啊。
This court document confirms it.
这个大卫拉什从头到尾就是个彻头彻尾的骗子啊。
David Leitch is a complete liar from beginning to end.
是神鬼交锋的现实版。
It's a real life version of X-Files.
这个 David Rush 呢，在这个2009年的时候啊。
It's David Rush in 2009.
申请进入 CIA 的履历。
Application for a CIA tour.
全是他自己编出来的。
It was all made up by him.
他说我是啊，这个克莱姆森大学的学士啊。
He said I am a bachelor's degree from Clemson University.
这个伦斯勒理工学院的硕士。
This is a master's degree from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
但是 FBI 去学校一查，查无此人。
However, when the FBI investigated the school, they found no such person.
根本就没这人啊。
There is no such person.
这哥们还在这个履历表上写的说自己是战功赫赫的美国海军飞行员。
This guy is still claiming to be a decorated U.S. Navy pilot on his resume.
但是海军记录有显示吗？
However, are there any naval records to show?
有显示，说他确实当过预备役中尉啊。
He actually served as a reserve lieutenant, according to the display.
但是美国海军飞行员什么概念？
But what about the U.S. Navy pilots?
就是航空母舰上的啊。
It's on aircraft carriers.
直接起飞那些空军啊。
Take off those air forces directly.
那跟普通的美国空军两码事了，是吧？
That's completely different from the usual U.S. Air Force, right?
啊，这个一查。
This is a check.
那这哥们当时呢？当过预备役的中尉啊。
This guy was a reserve lieutenant at the time.
这辈子连那个飞机的这个操纵杆都没摸过。
I've never even touched the control stick of a plane in my life.
也是一片货。
Also, it's a mess.
啊，这个连操纵杆都没碰过啊。
I haven't even touched the steering wheel.
背景全是这个注水注货的这么假货啊。
The background is all fake, full of watermarks and counterfeit goods.
竟然在美国的社会跟情报界啊。
Actually, in the American society and the intelligence community,
居然能够冒充 全没体能与智商天花板的海军飞行员。
Actually, he was able to impersonate the top-ranked pilot in terms of physical fitness and intelligence in the U.S. Navy.
你想，这哥们不仅偷走了金条。
I want to know if this guy not only stole the gold bars,
还顺便把这个海军啊，这个航空兵用来舶来最高荣誉啊，也都给毁掉了。
Also, destroy the highest honors for the Navy and the Air Force.
所以这个人真是啊，这个国这个叫什么国家级大片啊。
So, this person is really from this country, which is a large area called...
这靠了一张全是谎言的履历。
This is based on a completely fabricated resume.
这哥们呢，从09年开始啊。
This guy started from 2009.
一路就升啊，升到中情局的高级主管。
All the way up, all the way to a senior executive at the CIA.
还拿到了美国政府最高级别的最高机密安全通关许可。
Also obtained the highest level of top secret security clearance from the U.S. government.
甚至在这个被捕之前呢，他
even before being arrested,
名义上被起诉的唯一的一项正式罪名是什么？
The only formal charge against him.
什么呢？就
What?
就是居然只是叫做盗窃公款罪啊。
It's just that it's called embezzlement.
因为他为什么
？Why?
因为他退役后还在用伪造的时间表啊。
Because he was still using fake schedules after retiring.
非法冒领了$70,000的海军的贴补，这个检察官呢？
The prosecutor is referring to the $1 million in Navy bonuses that were fraudulently obtained.
当时也非常无奈，为
At that time, I was very frustrated.
为什么呢？说
Why?
这个那$4,000,000的黄金案啊，涉
Regarding that $4 million gold case,
涉及到了太多不可告人的国家最高机密啊，更严重的罪名呢？
This involves multiple countries, including those that have not yet been notified, and the charges are even more serious.
目前还只能锁在保险柜里啊，这个封印调查。
Currently, it can only be locked in a safe, this investigation into the seal.
所以呢
，So,
起诉他只能起诉一个叫做盗窃公款罪。
He can only sue for the crime of theft.
就是这个冒领了$70,000的海军补贴啊。
Currently, I have received a military service subsidy of 7,000 yuan.
你说这六月五号听证会上
，You said that in the sixth issue of the magazine.
这个 Virginia 的联邦法官啊啊。
This is the judge of the Iron Alliance.
啊，这个认定说这个 David Rush 啊欺瞒成性。
This statement says that R.G. David Rush is deliberately deceiving.
而且身为国家级特工啊。
And as a national level agent,
这高级特工啊，拥有常人没有的潜逃能力。
These high-profile agents possess escape abilities that ordinary people cannot possess.
所以裁定不能保释，要继续关押。这故事。
And the story is about how the prisoners were kept in custody.
说到这儿呢。
At this point,
我们。不能只把当做一个荒诞的这个犯罪八卦来看啊。
We can't just treat this as a ridiculous crime gossip.
这起中情局的黄金大案背后
，Behind this major case of the Central Intelligence Agency，
您知道折射出什么呢
？Do you know what it reflects？
折射出的是美国国家的安全与官僚体制深层次的一个崩溃和危机。
This reflects a deep-seated crisis and collapse in the security and bureaucratic system of the United States.
我给您分析一下啊。
Let me analyze it for you.
首先，这是什么？
First, what is this?
这是绝对的权力。
This is absolute power.
导致绝对的腐败。
Leads to absolute corruption.
在美国情报界的一个终极体现。
The ultimate embodiment of intelligence in the United States.
你呢，在美国的这个国家安全体系中啊。
What about you in the United States national security system?
特别访问计划
Special visit plan
跟所谓这个末日应变计划
Regarding this so-called doomsday contingency plan
为了追求这个极致的保密性
To maintain the confidentiality of this mechanism
往往会刻意绕过常规的预算审查和国会的监督。
Often bypasses the usual budget review and congressional oversight.
啊，
嗯，
这个 David Rush 呢，正是看准了这个，因为保密。
This David Rush is precisely capitalizing on this U.S. secrecy.
所以缺乏阳光这个漏洞。
Therefore, the lack of sunlight is a vulnerability.
硬生生把这个监督机制啊变成了个人的防护伞了。
He turned the supervision mechanism into a personal shield.
啊。
Oh.
当保密机制高级到了连审计人员都无权过问的时候。
When the confidentiality mechanism has reached a level where even auditors have no right to inquire.
这国家机密就成了他自己的私人提款机了。
This state secret became his private domain.
这是第一点啊。
This is the first point.
那么第二点呢？
So, the second point is.
这要暴露出什么呢？
What else does this reveal?
暴露出美国情报这个机构背景审查机制。
Expose the background check mechanism of the U.S. intelligence agency.
一个全面的瘫痪。
A comprehensive paralysis.
一个学历造假啊啊。
A fake degree RR.
军力造假。
Military fraud.
连飞行员都没当过的人啊。
A person who hasn't even been a pilot.
竟然这个过关斩将，能在这个通过中情局最严格的测谎跟背景调查。
Actually, he was able to pass through the most rigorous lie detection and background checks conducted by the CIA.
而且一路攀升到了掌握国家核心防务的将军级职位。
And he rose all the way to the position of a general in charge of the country's core defense.
你想，这说明什么？
What does this mean?
说明这个美军跟情报机构的信任体系呀、啊。
Explain the trust system between the U.S. military and intelligence agencies.
已经出现了巨大的内部的腐烂。
There has been a huge internal rot.
这前两天
，These days，
众议院情报委员会的首席民主党的议员啊 ，Jim Hames， 在接受媒体采访时啊，非常生气啊。
Jim Harmes, a leading Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, was furious during an interview with the media.
就怒斥。
He angrily protested.
他说，这简直令人这个瞠目结舌啊。
He said this is absolutely shocking.
把大把金条藏在家里啊。
Keep a lot of swords at home.
啊，情报机关到底他妈是怎么监督的？
How exactly does the intelligence agency supervise?
您听的连那个 F word 啊。
Listen to him say Ford.
连那个 F 的词都用进去了。
Even the word F was thrown away.
这个目前呢，根据 NBC 的新闻报道说啊。
According to NBC's news report, currently.
因为这起严重的安全漏洞啊。
Due to this serious security vulnerability,
多名 CIA 的高级官员呢已经被集体的停职。
Several high-ranking CIA officials have been suspended by the group,
并且接受调查了，啊。
And I also participated in the survey.
这起丑闻呢，哎，也恰好成了咱们这个 Donald Trump 政府啊。
This scandal has become a major issue for the Trump administration.
对情报界大刀阔斧改革了一个完美的借口。
This provides a perfect excuse to make sweeping changes to the love world.
这个咱那个川普川大人。
At Trump, the one from that Trump administration.
在空军一号上就回应此事。
He responded to the matter on Air Force One.
他说，这个情报机构啊，简直人员太臃肿了。
He said that this intelligence agency was simply too bloated in terms of personnel.
太多了啊。
Too much.
我完全支持给他们缩编。
I completely support downsizing them.
缩减编制。
Reduce the number of personnel.
这个 David Rush 呢，用303根金条啊。
David Rush used 303 bull bars to.
不仅给自己拉了一个走不出去的联邦监狱大坑啊。
Not only did it create a huge prison pit that couldn't be escaped for itself.
更是什么
？What else？
一巴掌狠狠打在了整个情报体系的脸上啊
！A resounding slap in the face to the entire intelligence system.
这起案件再次证明了一个永恒的真理。
This case once again proves an eternal truth.
您知道什么吗
？Do you know anything？
最坚固的堡垒啊，往往从内部被最荒诞的谎言给攻破的。
The most formidable fortress, once breached from within by the most absurd lies.
今天节目到此。
Today's program is over.
如果您喜欢本期的视频
，If you like this episode，
欢迎您点赞。
Welcome to like，
转发分享。
Forward and share。
我们下期见。
See you next time.